If you find yourself feeling frazzled from time to time, as I do as well, I also challenge you to ask yourself this question. If what you're worried about not getting done doesn't get done today, what's the worst case scenario? Reminding myself that my life isn't over, that it's not the end of the world if I don't get things done when I expect them to. You're listening to The Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to scale your solo business so you can earn more while working less. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a weekly email newsletter where we share business tips and helpful resources for solo business owners. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to receive a free marketing ebook. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 74 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. As you guys can tell, I've been a little bit MIA lately, but I'm back. I always say that when one aspect of our lives feels balanced and all together, something always falls short. And for me, what's been falling short lately has been content here on the Solopreneur Hustle. So I'm excited to have you guys here. And I'm always so grateful for everyone that comes in and listens each week. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I've had a lot going on lately, all great things, but it's also been a little overwhelming. And I'm finally finding some balance. So here's an update about what's been going on in my solopreneur hustle world. So if you follow me on Instagram, then you'll see that my husband and I recently purchased a 1.5 acre piece of land 30 minutes outside of Charleston, South Carolina. This was a really exciting purchase. We've been dreaming of building a custom house. We don't plan to build for the next 2 years, so we're not in a rush, but we're just really excited to finally have land. So getting this land has kind of been our first step in that process. And I never imagined that searching for land would take up so much of our time, but it has. So that's one of the things that I've kind of been wrapped up in lately. It was a long and exciting process finding our land, and we finally closed on it on February 10th. So if you want to learn more about that, I posted some updates about our land on my social media on Instagram and also on YouTube if you want to check it out. And then also last month, if you've been listening for a while or you've been following me on social media for a while, then you know that one of my businesses is a cosmetology education platform, and I provide continuing education for licensed cosmetologists, estheticians, and nail techs in different states. And so last month, my cosmetology association just kind of started blowing up and growing really fast. I've taught the largest live class that I've ever taught with 138 licensees on Zoom. And so teaching these large classes last month also took up a lot of my time. And so that's another thing that I've been really busy with. But again, I'm back and I'll be here showing up with content every single week for you guys. So thank you for those who have left reviews on the Apple Podcast app. I've really enjoyed reading the reviews you guys have left. And I also enjoy seeing you guys post on social media about the Solopreneur Hustle. So again, thank you guys for listening. I'm so grateful to everyone that has subscribed to the Solopreneur Hustle. And I'm also very grateful for everyone who's recommended the Solopreneur Hustle to a friend. All right. So our topic of conversation this week is finding balance, which is obviously a very fitting topic based on what's been going on in my life lately as well. I don't know if anyone else here listening can relate, but if you can, message me on Instagram and let me know. Have you been struggling to find balance lately too? I know I have. So one thing I've learned to accept about my life as an entrepreneur is that things won't always be perfectly balanced, and that's okay. I don't beat myself up about not getting things done when I plan to anymore, because this journey for me in business is a marathon, not a sprint. My husband actually had to remind me of that last night when I was telling him how overwhelmed I was about a few different things I'm trying to get done. What's important, really, in the grand scheme of things, is to never give up. Consistency will look different in different seasons of your life as it does in mine. Sometimes consistency is showing up every week at the same time doing the same thing. And other times consistency is taking a step back and realigning yourself with whatever you're working on in your life. You know, consistency looks different. It doesn't have to look the same in everything you do and everything you're doing in your life for your business. As long as you're continuing to push forward in pursuit of your long-term goals, and as long as you're staying true to yourself and your passions, you are, in the grand scheme of things, being consistent, however that looks. And so what I've been learning in my life lately is to open my mind, to expand my thinking, to recognize that consistency won't always look the same. So with that being said, today I want to share with you guys how to find focus when your life feels unbalanced. As solopreneurs, we wear many different hats for our businesses. I know a lot of us strive for consistency, but consistency won't always look the same. Sometimes we have to pivot. Sometimes we have to shift focus. Sometimes we have to do new things so that we can continue on in pursuit of our goals. Even when things feel unbalanced, overwhelming, or frazzled, with the right tools in your toolbox, you can find ways to consistently pursue your goals, as opposed to giving up and just letting things completely go up into flames when times get rough. As solopreneurs, we wear many different hats for our businesses. We're the marketing team, the customer service rep, the social media manager, the product developer, the website manager, and so on and so on, all wrapped up into one person. With the right systems in place, taking on these roles for your business doesn't always have to be overwhelming, but the truth is that regardless of how hard you try to keep things in order, there will always be moments where things feel all over the place. Aside from our businesses, we also have other things going on in our personal lives that impact how we show up for our businesses. So even with the right systems, there are still gray areas where overwhelm can trickle in. And that's okay. That's just a part of what life is like as a solopreneur. So today I want to share with you guys three strategies I use to find balance when I just have a lot on my plate. Number one, prioritize what's the most important. Think about what's time sensitive, what's stressing you out the most, what can make the greatest impact if you get it done right now. Most of the time, everything you have to do is not of equal importance. Sometimes there are things that are of equal importance, but if you break down what you have to do into bite-sized pieces and say, all right, I know I have a lot of things to get done this week, but each day I'm just going to focus on getting two things done. When you focus your time on getting things done in bite-sized pieces, one, that decreases your overwhelm because you can give all of your focus and time to just a few things at a time instead of spreading yourself or pulling yourself in five different directions at once. That decreases your overwhelm. And two, this also gives you a space to be more productive. We can get more done when we focus our time and attention on one thing as opposed to when we're constantly multitasking. There's research that tells us that multitasking is not productive. And so if you say, all right, I'm going to dedicate one day a week to this and only this, you really are more productive than when you try to multitask and do 10 different things in one day. And so what can help you to break things down into bite-sized pieces is prioritizing what's the most important and getting one thing done at a time. The second strategy I use to find balance when I have a lot on my plate is automation. Automation is literally my best friend. If you have a lot on your plate, think about what can be automated to free up your time. There might be automation tools at your fingertips that you're not even taking advantage of. For example, recently I taught a class for over 100 cosmetologists on Zoom. It was a live class. And after I teach live classes for cosmetologists, I have to submit their contact information to the Board of Cosmetology so that they can get continuing education credit for the hours that they spent taking my class. And up to this point, I had been teaching small classes of 20 to 30 licensees, but then all of a sudden, my association, my business started to explode, and I was having over 100 people in my classes. And so copy and pasting their information one by one was not going to cut it anymore because it was going to take up too much of my time. And so what I found was that my website had a feature where I could export all of my customers' information at one time in an Excel spreadsheet so I didn't have to copy and paste anymore. And I had no idea that feature was there until I actually needed it. And so a lot of times you don't know what you need until you need it. And in that way, I find that automation is just one of those things you don't realize you need until you find yourself having to do tedious things that are taking up too much of your time. Aside from this, there are so many things that I automate about my business that helps me to, one, free up my time, and two, decrease my overwhelm, because when I have more time, I feel like I have less on my plate. I automate emails, I automate social media posts, I automate these podcast episodes to go out at certain times, I automate when my YouTube videos are going out. There are just dozens of things that I automate in my business. And so when I'm feeling overwhelmed, one of the first things I think about is what I'm doing that can be automated to kind of remove myself from doing the tedious work that that task requires. Think about what's taking up a lot of your time. Think about what you're doing that requires you to do one thing after another, after another, after another. Think about how you can maybe automate that so you're not spending as much time doing the same things over and over and over again. Here are some examples of things you can automate. Shipping labels. If you are creating a shipping label for every single customer that places an order with you, why not set up your website to where shipping labels are automatically generated? Most websites offer the option to have your shipping labels automatically generated. You can also automate your calendar and booking. Why have customers reach out to you to schedule an appointment and you email them back and say, all right, these are the times I have available? Why do that when you can just create a calendar feature that gives your customers the opportunity to actually see your scheduled times without you having to share those times with them? Automate your booking and scheduling. You can also automate how people get questions to frequently ask questions about your products or services. If people are constantly emailing you the same questions over and over again about your products or services, why not create a chat bot feature on your website that automatically gives people the answers to the questions you know they already have about what you do? Again, our goal in automation is to remove ourselves from tedious tasks that have to get done but don't necessarily require our attention to get them done. That's the beauty of automation, freeing up our time. The third strategy I use to find balance when I'm overwhelmed is delegation. We have to normalize asking for help. I've mentioned this in a previous episode, or maybe I've mentioned this on social media, I can't remember, but what I've been saying lately is I'm done trying to be Superwoman. I cannot do it all. I cannot be the expert at everything, and I'm okay with that. In previous years, for example, around this time of year, I would stress myself out trying to get my business taxes done. I swear God was really looking out for me when he gave me a husband that has a degree in finance, because he now does my taxes. He's very organized and does an excellent job. I used to spend months piddling around, trying to get my business taxes done, trying to figure this out, stressed, overwhelmed. Every time I would see a TurboTax update in my email reminding me to get my taxes done, I would have a knot in my stomach because I knew it was something that I was procrastinating. Sometimes when you ask somebody else to help you with something or you delegate a task to someone else, they can get it done in a fraction of the time it would take you to get it done because they specialize in it. You will never be an expert at everything, so stay in your own lane. That thing you're stressing about getting done is probably a breeze to someone who specializes in it. My husband got our taxes done this year. He prepared everything and got everything all set up and filed in a few hours, and that's something that used to take me months, you know? And so there's so much power in asking for help. That one thing that you have been struggling to figure out, someone has already figured it out, and they know how to do it like the back of their hand. So sometimes when you're feeling overwhelmed, it may just be because you're stressed about figuring something out that you probably have no business dabbling in anyways. So think about what you can get help with if there's something that you're overwhelmed with, something that's stressing you out that may be a better fit for someone else to help you with. Sometimes finding balance is actually eliminating unnecessary things from your life altogether. I always say that 2020 was my year of no, and I'm continuing no in 2021 if it doesn't align with my goals, what I want for my life, and what is important to me. It's a no, okay? I challenge you this week to think about what your top priorities are in your life, both in your business and your personal life. How many things are you dabbling in right now but don't fall under the categories of what is the most important to you? If you got rid of some of those commitments, how would you feel? Would you feel lighter? Would you feel less overwhelmed? Would you feel happier? If you find yourself feeling frazzled from time to time, as I do as well, I also challenge you to ask yourself this question. If what you're worried about not getting done doesn't get done today, what's the worst case scenario? Reminding myself that my life isn't over, that it's not the end of the world if I don't get things done when I expect them to, actually puts me in a better headspace so that I'm able to work in peace without giving myself unnecessary anxiety that limits my ability to be the best version of myself for my business. All right, that is all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please share the Solopreneur Hustle with a friend if anything today resonated with you. And I'd also love to hear from you today if something I shared really stuck with you and if you can relate to any of the things I've been experiencing lately. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle, and don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.